buckle up, folks. Crank the amps. This is Truth Amplified with Vixie Steele, and we're about to torch some lazy narratives.
Can a single three-pointer change the trajectory of a basketball career? Meet Landry Shamit.
Hey, it's Vixie Steele, and I'm feeling fired up today. Look, I love a player who makes defenses panic just by jogging to the corner. That is Landry Bloody Shamit.
All right, who is he?
Landry Michael Shamit, born March 1997 in Kansas City, Missouri. Biracial kid, raised by a powerhouse single mum named Melanie, who played Division I volleyball at Boise State. He starts hooping age two. That early start shows up in the footwork, the quick trigger, the calm balance when he rises from the wing. He goes to Park Hill High in Kansas City under coach David Garrison. Polished guard, unselfish, lethal from deep. Then Wichita State. Freshman year foot injury, redshirts. To be fair, that pause probably saved his long game. By January 2017, he is the point guard, running the show, still spacing like a sniper. In 2017-18, he leads the AAC in assists, true shooting and offensive box plus minus, drops 30 on Oklahoma State. He screams NBA ready without screaming at all. Fast forward to draft night 2018, picked 26th by the Philadelphia 76ers. He immediately sets the Sixers rookie record with 8 made threes in January 2019. Not normal, a signal flare. Then boom, in February 2019, he's traded to the Clippers. Does he pout? Nah. In April 2019, game two of the first round at the Warriors, he nails the game winner in a 31-point comeback. That shot said, yes, I am exactly who you think I am.
In 2020, game seven against Denver, he tweaks the ankle and the Clippers flame out. Then in November 2020, a three-team shuffle sends him to Brooklyn. James Harden takes number 13, so Shamit flips to 20. Small thing, but it tells you he understands hierarchies. In 2021, he meets his dad, Ron Davis, for the first time. Big personal moment, but his basketball foundation was mum and the village that raised him. In August 2021, he's traded to Phoenix. In October, he signs a four-year, $43 million extension. In December 2022, he ties the Suns' record with 9 made threes and scores 31. And 5 days later on Christmas, he drops 31 again. In May 2023, he swings a playoff game versus Denver with fourth-quarter daggers. Then in June 2023, he's part of the Bradley Beal blockbuster to Washington that includes Chris Paul and a mountain of picks. Why? Because the league craves shooters who keep space honest, and his contract slots perfectly into trade math.
July 2024, the Wizards waive him. September, he signs for the Knicks, only to dislocate his shoulder in preseason a week later and get waived. Listen, that hurts. But then he goes to Westchester in the G League in late October, grinds, and gets the call back in late December 2024. He plays 50 games for the Knicks in 2024-25, efficient spot minutes. He re-signs in September 2025, then explodes for a career-high 36 on Miami in November, sprains the shoulder 2 weeks later. Of course he does, because the basketball gods are petty. He comes back, and in May 2026, Eastern Conference Finals, Knicks at Cavs, down 22 points, he buries three gigantic threes late, and guards like his reputation depends on it. That is resilience with a capital R. Now, here is what fries my brain. He keeps bouncing between teams, yet he is always in the damn mix during high leverage minutes. Is it consistency? Is it that front offices treat him like a Swiss Army knife for spacing and salary? The answer is yes. He is a movement shooter with a career three-point mark around 38.6% on volume. He sprints into handoffs, flies off pin-downs, relocates the second a ball handler draws two. That gravity lets stars cook. And because he's on mid-sized deals, he's the perfect puzzle piece in multi-team trades without being dead money. That is why you saw the 2020 three-team deal to Brooklyn and the 2023 Beal package. He is valuable on the court and on the cap sheet. Respect where it's due. Let us talk about the real MVP in this story, Melanie Shamit.
single mother, former D1 athlete, holding it down through tight finances and chaos, driving him to practices, instilling discipline, keeping the focus needle buried in the red. You can see her fingerprints in how he plays. Composed under duress, prepared, no panic in his feet. Add Uncle Tyler and the extended family. You cannot overstate how much consistent adult presence matters for a kid chasing a dream. That is society for you. It takes a village, and the village rarely gets the paycheck.
All right, controversial bit, and I do not want to hear any pearl clutching. Reports say his family went bankrupt during middle school. Mortgage spikes, lost the apartment. It's something he and his mum have talked about publicly. Some outlets tiptoe around it because paperwork is private, fine, but the lived experience is the point. I believe that hardship supercharged his work ethic. 1. Resilience. When your home is shaky, you either fold or forge steel. 2. Basketball becomes a way out, not a hobby. Your reps mean rent. 3. Gratitude for the people who held the line, which translates into being coachable and team first.
If you disagree, post a comment. I dare you. Tell me the kid who set rookie records in Philly, hit a playoff game winner at Oracle, tied a franchise three-point record in Phoenix, survived a shoulder dislocation, clawed back via the G League, then drilled overtime killers at Cleveland, did it without a furnace inside. Go on, I will wait. Look, trades can mess with your head. Quick tangent. I once got bounced from a radio station with no warning. Ratings were up, listeners loved me, but some pencil pusher didn't like that I talked about union dues and called out their sponsor's Sludge Burger ad. I walked out with a cardboard box and a middle finger, went to a grimy indie station across town, and 2 months later, we were number one in nights because we played what the suits would not and told the truth. Same arc, get cut, get angry, sharpen your edge, come back louder. That is Shamit hopping from Wizards waiver to Westchester to the Garden to dropping 36 on Miami and torching the Cavs when it mattered.
Because here's the dirty secret, mate. The system does not care if you are good. The system cares if you are convenient. Shamit makes himself unavoidable. You overhelp, he makes you pay. You go under, he makes you pay. You forget him one trip, he relocates, and bang, your momentum is dead and the arena is a jet engine. That is the good shit right there.
Bloody hell, I need a drink after that story.
Shamit, you and your trades can take a hike. And NBA execs, stop pretending you discovered gravity when what you discovered was a shooter who moves like a ghost and kills like a hammer. Do your jobs and stop feeding us corporate press release bullshit.
Final word, Landry Shamit is proof that one clean release can flip a game, a series, a reputation. He is not a headline hog, he is the subwoofer under the track. You feel him when the room shakes. And if you're still sleeping on him after the Warriors' stunner in 2019 and the Knicks' comeback in 2026, wake the hell up. I should not have to say this, but here we fucking are.
Alright, that is all I got. Go do something useful and come back tomorrow.